does meal planning take so much time? When it comes to meal planning and meal prep, it's one of those necessary quote-unquote evils of life. And as women, we know nutritious home-cooked meals are important. But between managing picky eaters, your cramped schedules, and the daily dinner dilemma, mealtimes can absolutely feel way too overwhelming. Now, I used to stand in front of the open fridge and feel completely confused about what to make for dinner. Now, if you're a mum, then you might go to the further step where the kids are hungry, the kids are cranky, and you just want to order pizza again. Now, try to come up with meal ideas, make a grocery list, shop, and then cook. Feels exhausting. You put together whatever you could just to get food on the table. That means leftovers pile up, ingredients get spoiled, and no one seems happy with your last minute meals. You feel like a short order cook trying to please everyone, but no one is satisfied. The absolute chore of meal planning starts to drag you down, but when it comes to takeout and processed food, you know they're not the healthiest or even the most budget-friendly solution for your family, but you end up getting stuck in doing them. There has to be a better way, right? You just need to figure it out. My friends, this is exactly why I've put on the free training. Simple steps to overcome meal planning overwhelm. Literally, for those of you who are shouting and screaming from the other end, I just need to figure it out. I help you find out why meal planning feels totally overwhelming for so many of us, and not just leaving you in that overwhelming, but I actually give you solutions in that training. You can go and access this training right now. The link is in the show notes below to this episode, or head over to the website, vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/free training. That's vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/free training. But let's get into today's episode. Grab your notes. Why does meal planning take so much time? Do you ever open up the fridge and then close it again and then go to DoorDash or your other favorite delivery app because you're like, no, I just can't do that today? My friends, if you're somebody who wants to make meal planning so much more easier than this, then I'm the coach for you. My name is Verona and this is Lose Weight with Meal Planning podcast, and I'm your host. I, believe it or not, used to hate meal planning. Eating the same boring foods every single day, chicken, broccoli and rice, no thank you. I began to hate my fridge and I began to hate the things that were in it, and it was so much easier for me to just order takeout and eat out. But of course, that made me gain more pounds than I could actually care to count. But if you're somebody who wants to lose weight, or you want to learn how to feed your family meals that aren't the same things every single day, and you want your children to say, yes, mommy, can I have some more, instead of, no, thank you, I don't want that, then you are in the right place. Turn up the volume, open up your Apple Notes, and let's get into today's episode, because I'm going to give you super simple strategies that you can walk away with today and no longer have to be afraid of eating the same dry foods every single day. My English accent came out a lot right there. Take so much time. Welcome to today's episode. My name is Verona and I'm a meal planning coach. And believe it or not, even before I became a meal planning and nutrition coach, meal planning was boring. This was my question that I used to ask all the time. Why does meal planning take so long? Why is it when I need to eat healthy, when I'm trying to eat healthy, my clothes aren't fitting, they're fitting tight. Every time I wear white, oh my goodness, I look like the black female version of Michelin Man. If you don't know what the Michelin Man is, go and have a look and then you'll picture my face on that body. It just looked like a flumpy marshmallow in whatever I wore. And I used to hate it. Then I'd go online and search for, how do I lose belly fat? How do I lose weight fast? And none of those options were fast. Okay, in the short term, they were fast because I was like, yes, I'm losing a lot of weight. Well, I thought it was weight, but it turns out it was water weight. And then when I stopped doing those restrictive methods, because eventually those things stopped working. They stopped working for you, and of course, they stopped working for me. But when they stopped working and I gained back the same weight that I lost and some more, it's like, what on earth am I doing wrong? Why is it always me? Really and truly, it wasn't actually me. It was the methods that I was using, thinking this is the way that I'm going to lose fat and keep it off. And when it came to meal planning, oh my goodness, I was like, why does it take so long? When you want to eat healthy, why can't it just be cooked for you? Now, you know, if you went to Mickey D's, it takes a few minutes, especially if you go at the right time. I remember when I used to be at college, and this was a time, it's about 12 p.m. now, and I'm recording this, lunch at 12 for about an hour, and we had time just to take the bus ride to the central station or the central place where there was like a few areas to eat, and I would order the same thing, chicken sandwich meal, Coke, full fat Coke, no diet here, chips, and that was it. I'd order that every single day. I was at college 4 days a week, and on Fridays, when I didn't have college and I was supposed to do my homework, ooh, yeah, all I did was repeat the same things that I did Monday to Thursday. There was absolutely no greens. In fact, sometimes I'd take out the lettuce from the burger. All I want is the mayo and the chicken, please. And if I've just made you want one, my bad. But it's a lot harder to do something that's healthy and that's good for us compared to the things that somebody else makes it and then we eat it. Why is it so hard? Well, firstly, let's ask ourselves, why does meal planning take so much time? Now, when it comes to meal planning, it does require a big time investment up front. First, you have to research recipes, unless you have the recipes that I give you over in the VIP meal plan program. Find ones that work for your family, unless I'm working with you, and then make sure you have the ingredients on hand. Now, this step alone can take hours, especially if you're trying new recipes. So when you're in this and you're like, you know what, this is too long. This is actually too long. And sometimes you've got kids that are old enough, because your phone details and your card details are stored in your phone, you're just like, okay, what do you want for dinner, kids? You open up Grubhub, you open up DoorDash, you open up Just Eat, the Liver Eats, whatever it is you need to go to, the app, you open it, and then that's it. The kids can do it now. Who has time to think about what's for dinner? Then let's not forget, you've got to think about what to cook. Then you've got to put it together. You've got to shop, you've got to prep, then you've got to cook. Then you've got to clean up after you've come back from that long, arduous shopping trip. Who has time to do that? When you've got your kids' activities, when you've got work to do, then you've got other responsibilities, then you've got grown-up time, then you've got you time. Finding those extra hours to dedicate to meal prep is not easy. And it's frustrating because you know planning ahead will lead you to eating healthier, saving money, and losing some of that fat around your midsection, under your breasts, in your arms, wherever. Now, you can't decide where you want to lose the fat, but overall, nutrition is the first and foremost that you need to get anywhere. Even if you don't have weight to lose, eating healthier, you know that planning actually leads to you being able to develop this habit a lot better. But when it comes to the initial effort, this seems so daunting, and it's tempting for you to forget the plan and order takeout instead. Now, for some of you, when I work with you over in a VIP meal plan program, this is what we do. We order takeout within your meal plan because that's what's realistic for you. But this was what meal planning was about. Nobody, including myself, would overcome this. Nobody would overcome this. But the fact that we do means that there is a way to overcome this. Deciding what to cook gets hard. Deciding what meals to eat is a mental load. Your families need food that is going to feed them and be healthy. But your hectic schedules, your picky eaters, and your own food preferences, even that feels overwhelming. Every time you stand in front of the fridge or the pantry trying to figure out what to cook, it drains you. And our brains can only make so many choices in a day before we end up feeling drained. And so many recipe options online and the ingredients available, trying to choose one single meal, let's not forget picky eaters that make meal planning hard. Some kids are some kids, but when they refuse to eat vegetables or they only like a handful of dishes, and your partner may have dietary restrictions, that is hard. And I get it. I don't want to come here and tell you a whole list of, if you just do this, it's going to be easy for you to do meal planning. Actually, it's not easy to do meal planning. And I think when coaches like myself tell you the reality, it prepares you better to accept what's going to come. And we help you accept and walk through those days where your children aren't going to want to eat another salad leaf, especially if it's dry and straight from the packet. Are they cows grazing in the field? And I mean, sometimes this is the picture that's painted across. I'm getting a little bit. You see me? I'm a coach that makes it realistic for you. I'm a coach that will tell you the pretty things are not always pretty. Okay. I remember when I wanted to get a new job and this job was frustrating the life out of me. It was hard. It was challenging, emotionally challenging. It was physically challenging. I just didn't want to do it no more. The purpose behind the role, why it existed, great. But I didn't want to do it anymore. I had started the journey to start to look somewhere else. I started to find the same job that was closer to home and the other job that I was in at the time, I could drive. I could drive to my job and, you know, sometimes it saves you money apart from when you hit traffic on a hot summer's day. And at that time, I never had AC in my car. Wow. It was like roasting in my car and I had wound down windows. But my car got me from A to B though. Trust me, when it needed to get me to where I needed to get to, it was a good little nifty little runner. But it was hot. It was hot as anything in that car. And oh my, when I've got my car now and I've got AC and I don't have to lean across the other side. I never forget, I saw a friend on the other side of the road, right? On the passenger side. I was on the driver's seat. And then, because we drive over on the right-hand side here. in the UK. So if you're in the US or Canada, think of it opposite. But basically, you see somebody across the other side of where you're driving and you haven't got electric windows. So I had to lean across the car, wind down the window just to be like, oh, hey, girl, you okay? I've got her number. I could have called her. But the effort that it took to wind that up, this is all while driving as we're obviously not driving, moving. But this was just like wild. But I had that car for 3 years. It was a journey. It was a journey, and I managed to get through it. I managed to get through those hard days. And then I said, you know what? I need to upgrade because I really can't. I cannot do a summer again with no AC. And we don't have like great summers anyway. We probably have a week of sun and that's our summer done. I don't know why in the UK, but that's just what it's like. And when we have the heat, it's muggy, it's hot. People go outside, have ice cream, go to the park, you know, get a tan, all of those things. But it's muggy kind of heat. And in the nighttime, because you guys, if you're in the States or even if you're in the UK and you've got AC in your house, it's great. But we don't. And the heat rises. Our walls are made to insulate the heat in the winter, but it also insulates the heat in the summer. And so the house, especially at top of the house, man. And them little fans that they supply you, they are just blowing around hot air. And it's like, woo. You don't want to keep the window open because then mosquitoes will come in and eat you alive. And it's like, what can I do? Man. I know that's a random example, but that's what I get. I get that meal planning can be like this. It isn't all sunshine and roses. Not everybody has the means to get AC in the house or whatever. You struggle. So that's what I like to do when it comes to nutrition. I like to tell you the real things. This is the reality. Yes, you want a meal plan, but I'm going to tell you that it's going to be a challenge. And some of you can take that as a little bit like, do you want me to meal plan, Verona? Of course I want you to meal plan, but it's not about whether I want you to meal plan. It's about whether you want to meal plan. And you have to know when your meal plan is going to be hard work initially. And when I learned that story of, oh, there's a new job. I'm doing the same thing. The grass is looking greener on that side. Well, it was the worst job I had ever had compared to any other job, working in a supermarket, working with children who were physical towards me, who swore and called me all kind of names. It was the worst job. But my point here is this, the grass is not always greener on the other side, believe me, but it created some form of resilience in me and it helped me to understand lots of different things that were useful later on in counselling and have got me here today. Now, I don't micromanage. Hell no. No, I don't micromanage. However, learning those things and understanding who the grass is not greener on the other side, this is who I am today. This has made me who I am because I feel like in the industry, in nutrition, and I've gone on a lot, we're going to get to the next point, don't worry. In the nutrition industry, it is painted as meal prep, guys. All you need to do is you need to meal prep and you'll be fine. For some women, yes. But for other women who are like me, type A type of women who don't like eating the same 5 meals every single day, that's not going to cut it. Eating grass and some rice and a piece of chicken ain't going to cut it. And so when I'm coming to you and giving you real talk like this, we need it. Okay. My peoples who need it, stay with me. Now that I've come off my soapbox, we've just covered how deciding what to cook and why it's deciding what to cook is so blinking hard, why meal planning takes so much time, and it does require a big time investment up front. Once you know that, you're good. If you accept that and you're good to go and you've got the attitude and the mentality, whatever it takes. There are other things that you can do so you're not having to cook yourself 10 different meals. If you need to get meals delivered to your house, get meals delivered to your house. With the particular dietary needs, you may not be able to do that because you don't know what ingredients go in there. And it's probably safer for you to cook their meal at home yourself. And then everyone else can have a meal ordered in. Now that might help you a little bit more. Other ways, it might not help you. If you have somebody who have dietary needs, and you see, this is why when it comes to generic podcasts like this and Instagram and social media, we're only allowed to show you a certain amount of time and we have to clip in everything. You know, it can take me a whole hour to create a video and then I cut that so much into 15 seconds. That's not 15 seconds of real life. Do you know how the chicken wing almost dropped on the floor after I've seasoned it? And I'm about to bite the chicken wing and it dropped on the floor. Sometimes we have put so much effort into a 15-second Instagram reel. You're not seeing how much I was struggling with a chicken. Or you're not seeing how much I was struggling with a tofu and it just bloated me out like a balloon. And I realized, oh, you've got an intolerance to soy. No one sees that. So you're just seeing somebody create a really great video and it's really informative. It's amazing. But the most support that you're going to get from that coach and from me is in the program. Now, why does meal planning take so much time? Let's continue to get into the episode before I just stay on a, before I you know, we don't get through this episode today. Cooking is exhausting. Whether you like it, whether you enjoy it, it is exhausting. Let's call it what it is. Coming up with new and creative recipes every night takes a lot of effort. Some of you absolutely love it. But trying to stick to your regular rotation of meals, cooking several dishes from scratch every evening will take a ton of hands-on work in the kitchen. Prep work, watching pots so that nothing burns, cleaning up as you go, the inevitable mess at the end. It's easy to feel completely exhausted just thinking about cooking dinner every time. Then you've got shopping on to do that. Gradually, it's going to drain your energy and your motivation over time, which can lead to less enjoyment for family dinners, etc., etc. But finding a better, more efficient system for home-cooked meals is essential. And the important thing is you can do that. It's actually something you can do. So even though I'm giving you a real thing of why meal planning takes so much time, there is a way that you can overcome it. Eating the same meals over and over and over and over can get really boring, even if you like what you've prepared. By Wednesday, or even the fourth day of leftovers, you're done. You're sick of it. Even though if it tastes amazing, even if it tastes like, oh my goodness, I put my foot in it. Even if the kids are asking for more, come day three, if you're like me, you don't want it no more. The thought of leftover meals can leave you, most of you, feeling unmotivated to cook in the first place because you know that you're going to be eating it for days on end. Hello, friends. You are in the right place. This is one of the biggest things that stopped me from meal planning and caused me to gain weight and to spend money that I didn't need to be spending on food when I could have just made it myself. Leftovers, when you're eating the same thing, gets boring, tell you straight. If you're the person who loves that, amen, you can still be in VIP meal plan. But for those of you who don't, what do we do? With creativity and variety, we all know that saying, or you might not, but there is a saying that says variety is the spice of life. And meal planning doesn't have to mean leftovers every night. That is it. When you know that you can choose whether you have the same leftovers or you freeze them or you repurpose them, when you've got options, it's easier for you to enjoy meal planning rather than you just feeling like I've got to cook this whole thing on Sunday and then pee. I tell you what, I don't meal prep anymore for that reason. I don't like eating leftovers. I'm going to tell you straight. I tried to do it. It's not for me because I can change and I can learn to love meal planning. Because I'm no longer eating the same thing over and over again, even if I cook several different meals. And I could meal prep and I could spend 2 hours in the kitchen on a Sunday, which is, you know, in 2024, that's what I was doing. I probably started doing that in February. We're in May now. So that's how long I haven't been meal prepping. And I tell you, I love it. The fact that I, as a single woman, can cook meals, and in this season of life that I'm in, I can cook these meals fresh. I love it. And I can still have takeaway, but not every day like I used to. That balance for me is important. Because if I'm having 5 days of takeaway, then my body's going to react to it. It's not going to react very well. But if I plan it, my body going to love it. And that's what I'm doing that works for me. Many of my clients are very similar to me. Some of them are not. Some of them just want that structure to know what it is that they're going to eat. And they try to force themselves to eat the food every day. God bless you. Because it works for them, but it doesn't work for me. And the majority of my clients, it doesn't work for. So when it comes to leftovers, you have to decide what your taste buds are going to like. And then we work towards that. With a well-planned and a diverse meal plan, you can look forward to a variety of dinners all week long. Whether that's the same thing or whether we do different things, the point is why meal planning takes so much time is because we focus on eating the same thing every day. We work to the season of life that you're in. And if you are in a time where you want to be able to explore new foods and healthy dishes, we're going to do it. Okay, trying to stick to a strict weekly meal plan can feel even more restrictive and even more stressful. When it comes to life, life gonna be life in. Your schedule might change, your family members' appetites and preferences are going to change daily. We would love it to stay the same, but they change. And you realize halfway through the week, like I just did, you forgot a key ingredient for Thursday's dinner, or you're like, I don't want that, literally like I just did. So I've been walking on a treadmill and I'm a little bit more hungry now. And the idea for me was to be a little bit low carb, but this prosciutto is looking nice or sounding nice with the mozzarella balls, some rocket or arugula, and I've got some balsamic vinegar. I'm gonna have that right now. Anyway, that's what I'm having. When you're trying to stick to a strict weekly meal plan, this is where it feels restrictive. And this is why we end up giving up. It's hard to accommodate surprises or changes when you've put out every single meal. Sticking to the plan or finding last minute substitutions can become more of an effort than it's worth. Then you might find yourself running to the store multiple times a week or ordering unhealthy takeout even more because you just don't have the energy or the ingredients to cook what you planned. That happens. I'm going to tell you that happens. But by having some flexibility built into your meal plan takes the pressure off of you. That might mean keeping a few wild card nights where you decide what you're going to make based off of the day that you have and what sounds good. Or planning a couple backup meals each week in case they're needed. The goal of meal planning is to absolutely reduce the stress, not add to it, which is why I created the free training in the first place. Don't let perfect become the enemy of the good. It's okay if your plan isn't followed to a T every single week. Do what works for you. You know that saying? Do what works for you, boo. This is it. So why is meal planning so overwhelming and why does meal planning take so much time? Meal planning and prep can feel like an overwhelming task for so many of us because we need to be organized, we need energy, and we need to make a meal plan that can make life easier and reduce stress in the long run. Now, are these things that you cannot do? Not at all. You can absolutely do them. And in today's episode, I broke down some of the common struggles that we face as women and why meal planning takes so much time. But when you plan ahead, it alleviates all of this stress and what to eat, what do I eat, what don't I eat, should I eat this, can I eat that, can I not eat this? It is a lot. And I want to acknowledge if you are actively trying to eat healthy for you, to eat healthy for your family, and you're stressed, I hear you. It can be stressful. I've been stressed myself. And I just want to help you take away some of that stress around the planning of the meals. Head over to the training, vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/free training. If you're somebody who's like, I don't want training, I want to work with you. Absolutely. The applications are open. VIPmealplan.com is where you can go to apply to get to a place where you've got structure now. You're still struggling, but coming along to help you work through that struggle so you've got a structure. Now, the exhaustion of making daily decisions, dealing with picky eaters is all everyday life. Don't let these details bog you down. We can start with a weekly dinner schedule that's simple for you. We can focus on batch cooking and then we're working towards a plan that fits your family. That's the one thing that I'm going to repeat in every single episode. It's about you and your family. With some of the effort up front, as I shared earlier, you then gain the sanity and enjoy your meal times. Meal planning is challenging, but it's actually worthwhile. So we focus on the rewards and we'll take it one step at a time. Head over to the free training or take the plunge and let's get to working together. VIPmealplan.com. All of the information we talked about and the ways to work with me and sign up to the program will be in the show notes below. But that is all we've got time for in today's episode. Why does meal planning take so much time? And I hope you've learned something today to make meal planning a little bit more simpler and you found the ways that I can help you on your journey. Can't wait to see you in the free training or in the VIPmealplan.com. Oh my goodness, we're at the end of today's episode. I know that flew by, right? I hope you're enjoying this episode. And if you did, could you do me a favor and leave a review over on iTunes, Spotify, or the snazzy thing you can do now is go to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/podcast and leave a 60-second or less review there, or you can leave a question. You can do this anonymously, or you can leave your name and I will play it out on the show. And that's it for today, friends. I can't wait to catch you over on the email list. If you're not signed up, girl, you better join us. If you're not in the Facebook community, if you have Facebook, or you're on Instagram or social media, tag us in your stories at Lose Weight with Macros Podcast. And I cannot wait to see you in the next episode.